In 1969, Dale Corson was appointed president, and Nellie Corson became the first lady of Cornell University. As the university needed his extraordinary brand of leadership, it would benefit from her integrity, warmth, and caring for individuals and the institution. 23 years ago, in 1976, the last academic year of Dale Corson's presidency, the Cornell Campus Club, an organization comprised of women associated with the university, recognized Nellie Corson for her devotion to the campus community. She was honored by a tree planting ceremony and a reception that was attended by hundreds of her friends and admirers. Four black oak trees were planted in front of Balch Hall, and they remain there today in an ongoing tribute. The bronze plaque reads, "These black oaks honor Nellie Griswold Corson, whose consistent caring and dedicated service have earned her the special affection of the Cornell community." In Nellie's response, she said, "I'm delighted to be honored in this way. My friends in the campus club not only honor me, but they remind me that this predominantly male institution, that women also make a contribution to Cornell." She went on to say, "There are many ways to help Cornell. We can be friends and counselors to students, newcomers, and retirees. We can even say a kind word to an administrator." Remarks honoring Nellie that day were made by a special and longtime friend, Barbara Kennedy. I share these with you because the thoughts so aptly reflect Nellie's character. Barbara said, "As a friend of Nellie's during these past 27 years, I have known her as the wife of a faculty member, department chairman, dean, provost, and president. As time has brought these changes to the Corson careers, Nellie has given much of herself to the communities of Ithaca and Cornell. It is most fitting that the campus club has planted these trees to honor Mrs. Corson's special interest in the splendor of this campus and her devotion to Cornell and the people who are part of it." Nellie Corson believes that serving is an important ingredient in life. Through the years, she has committed herself to distinguished service to the Cornell and the Ithaca communities. Her efforts were the result of her deep caring for people, not because it was the right thing to do or for any recognition that she might receive. At Cornell, in addition to her responsibilities as the spouse of a faculty member and administrator, through her leadership in the campus club, she devoted many years to the kind works of the Sage Auxiliary, the focus being students in need of love and support during illnesses. For over 25 years, Ithaca community institutions benefited from her involvement. She served on the board of directors of Ithacare in its formative years, and those responsibilities governed her calendar. She was an integral part of the success of the Friends of the Library and a trustee of the Tompkins County Library. During Nellie's tenure as a trustee, the current building was discussed, planned, and built, and she was very involved in the construction of that critical community resource. In all of her good works, Nellie has been her own person. She demonstrated the value of being a supportive partner, sharing responsibilities while making her own significant independent contributions. I know she has been a role model for many women. Through her leadership and participation in every aspect of Cornell's life, she set a standard for her successors. Our beloved Nellie means so much to the university, and in a very personal way to many of us. In closing, I share the inscription from the Cornell chimes, E-flat bell, the Corson bell, written by their children, in honor of Dale and Nellie Corson, that their extraordinary commitment to each other, to their family, and to this institution may ring out forever. Presented to Cornell University by their children and grandchildren on the occasion of their 60th wedding anniversary, June 17, 1998. Dale R. Corson, Assistant Professor, Associate Professor, Professor, Department Chairman, Dean, Provost, President, and Chancellor of Cornell University. Nellie E. Corson, as a spouse, companion, and a friend to all, she too shared these offices and served this institution with unique dedication, care, and affection.